No one should navigate the pain of EB alone, Deborah Ireland is here. When skin is as delicate as a butterfly's wing, life's simplest acts, a handshake, a hug, or a stroll down the street can feel like climbing Everest barefoot. This is the raw reality of living with epidermolysis bullosa EB, a rare genetic condition where the skin's layers refuse to stick together, making them prone to blistering and tearing at the gentlest touch. And at the heart of the fight for dignity, care, and awareness for people with EB is Deborah Ireland, a lifeline for those who face this unthinkable challenge every day. Founded in 1988 by a group of parents who refused to let their children's pain be their only legacy, Deborah Ireland Dystrophic Epidermolysis Bullosa Research Association started as an act of defiance against silence and ignorance. These parents did not wait for someone else to fix things, they rolled up their sleeves and created a network of support that has grown to become a national charity, encompassing care, advocacy, and hope. Today, Deborah Ireland is a community that refuses to let fragility define lives. What exactly is EB? Imagine if your skin didn't heal. A minor scrape becomes a wound becomes a scar, and scars stack upon scars. In its most severe forms, EB affects the outside and can extend to the throat, the esophagus, and other internal linings, turning meals into obstacles and mobility into a marathon. For some, it's a lifelong struggle, for others, it's a fight tragically cut short. This condition is as rare as it is misunderstood, affecting approximately 300 people in Ireland, a number that might seem small until you've met someone living with EB. Then, it feels monumental. Globally, about 500,000 people live with some form of this condition. Deborah Ireland's fierce dedication. Deborah Ireland provides essential services and in so doing creates a world where people with EB can breathe a little easier. Emotional and psychological support, financial assistance, and a family support team are just the starting points. They also advocate for the rights of people with EB, ensuring the government and healthcare systems take notice. When rare diseases get ignored, Deborah Ireland speaks loudly. The organization's services cover the full arc of life with EB, from diagnosis to bereavement. We're here for anyone living with EB, caring for someone with EB, or mourning someone lost to EB, head of communications, Alejandra Lifshitz, explains. They offer everything from educational materials for schools to ensure children with EB are supported, to grants for siblings acknowledging the ripple effect this condition has on entire families. One particularly moving effort is their bereavement support. Families who VE lost a loved one to EB aren't left to navigate their grief alone. The scars of this condition, both physical and emotional, run deep. Deborah Ireland ensures no one is left to heal in isolation. Fragility meets fierceness. Despite the harrowing nature of EB, the stories coming out of Deborah Ireland radiate with courage and love. Like Bonnie, a 4-year-old with a grin so infectious it lights up every room she enters. From the moment her parents saw their newborn's delicate skin, life took on a new meaning. Her parents, with the support of Deborah Ireland, have mastered the art of dressing her wounds, easing her pain and making space for joy amid the challenges. Bonnie's story, like so many others, is both heartbreaking and inspiring. Another unforgettable chapter in Deborah Ireland's storybook involves Irish rugby legend Johnny Sexton and Hollywood's own Colin Farrell. These household names have used their platforms to amplify the voices of those living with EB, proving that awareness can come from the most unexpected allies. Sexton's ongoing advocacy and Farrell's high-profile involvement in a marathon fundraiser have brought much-needed attention to the cause. Advocacy that changes lives. Deborah Ireland has always punched above its weight, challenging systems to adapt and forcing conversations about rare diseases into the mainstream. One of their proudest moments came recently when the Irish Minister for Health announced funding for comprehensive care pathways for EB. After years of tireless campaigning, this victory means people with EB will now have access to specialized consultants, smoother transitions from pediatric to adult care and better overall treatment options. But Deborah Ireland isn't resting on its laurels. Our work is never done, Lifshitz emphasize. There's always a new barrier to dismantle, a new story to tell, or a new family to help. How you can be part of the story? Deborah Ireland thrives on community support. Fundraising remains a cornerstone of their work and every contribution strengthens the safety net for people with EB. The organization also marks significant dates, like Rare Disease Day on February 28, to rally public attention. If you're wondering how to help, think creatively. Host a bake sale, run a marathon, or organize a quiz night. Your efforts raise awareness, turning Rare into recognized. And if fundraising isn't your forte, simply sharing the stories of people like Bonnie or attending an event can make a world of difference. The butterfly effect. EB is often described as making skin as fragile as butterfly wings. But if there's one thing Deborah Ireland proves, it's that even the most delicate creatures can spark powerful ripples. With its blend of compassion, advocacy and relentless determination, this organization is reshaping what's possible for those living with EB, one blister, one bandage, and one breakthrough at a time. So, the next time you see a butterfly, don't just admire its beauty. Think of the extraordinary strength it takes to soar despite the fragility. That's what Deborah Ireland stands for, not just surviving but soaring. Website, https://www.deborah.ie. There are now over 50 Deborah organizations worldwide. Search here for a Deborah in your region.